Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to my radio audience today. Hello this afternoon. I greet you in the name of the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. We are here again today. I would like to thank the God of Israel, higher is his name, for giving me another opportunity and another chance to meet you on this divine platform today. Today is the seventh day of the week. Today is the Sabbath day. In the Hebrew, Shabbat. Today is Shabbat. Today is the day that we should praise, worship, honor, and glorify the God of Israel. So before we get started with our broadcast today, I would like to sing a song to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to the heavenly hosts for the Sabbath day. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be here again on the seventh day of the week, which is the Sabbath day. The title of the song that I will be singing today is Holy and True, God of Israel. Holy and True, God of Israel. We have a lot of songs out there. We have a lot of Christians that sing, and we have a lot of people that sing all kind of songs and all kind of churches and religions, but we don't see nobody really singing to the God of Israel. I'm just going to begin to beat my tambourine, and I'm going to turn to the east to sing to the God of all gods, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of the Hebrew Kingdom. Holy and true, holy and true, holy and true, the God of Israel. Holy and true, holy and true, holy and true, the God of Israel. You are holy, God of Jacob. You are holy, God of Jacob. You are holy, God of Jacob. And I give you all of me. Holy and true, holy and true, holy and true, God of Israel. Holy and true, holy and true, holy and true, God of Israel. You are holy, God of Isaac. You are holy, God of Isaac. You are holy, God of Isaac. And I give you all of me. Holy and true, holy and true, holy and true, God of Israel, holy and true, holy and true, holy and true, God of Israel, you are holy, God of Israel, you are holy, God of Israel, you give you all of me, holy and true, holy and true, holy and true, God of Israel, holy and true, holy and true, holy and true, God of Abraham, you are holy, God of Israel, you are holy, God of Israel, you God of Israel, and I give you all of me, holy and true, holy and true, holy and true, God of Israel, you are holy, God of Israel, you are holy, God of Israel, you are holy, God of Israel, and I give you all of me. And again, I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant, to the 10% that will make it out of the New World Order. Shabbat Shalom, remnant. And I would like to just say a Shabbat to the heavenly host today, to the God of Israel, the Holy Spirit, his son, Yeshua, and the heavenly host. I thank you, heavenly host. I thank you, heavenly host, for all that you have done for me this far in my life. Thank you. I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for all your goodness and all your mercy and all your grace. We're going to go right into our broadcast. We're going to go right into our lesson right now. We're going to pick it up where we left off Tuesday. Tuesday was the last time that we was here doing our law class. We're going to pick it up right here at law number 420. We are still teaching about tithing. We are teaching about tithing, taxes, and the Hebrew offering. That's what this Shabbat class will be about today, the law class. Tithing, taxes, and the Hebrew offering. We're going to pick it up at law 420. God's law, the title of this broadcast. God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching. No, I'm sorry. God's law versus the law of the land. All 613 laws in the Bible. Part two, tithe. Tithes. This is audio 22. So today we will be teaching you again about tithing. What is tithing? when it comes to the God of Israel, the God that wrote the Bible, the God that put us in this earth. What is tithing? What is tithing? It's time for us to get some understanding. It's time for us to get some knowledge. And it's time for us to get some real wisdom now. Wisdom that comes from above. Wisdom that comes from the God of Israel. Ahayah is his name. That's the wisdom that we need. Wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit. The mother of the earth. The mother of the earth. The Holy Spirit. Beautiful, 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 wonderful Holy Spirit. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elisheba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Guest call-in number, 661-244-9831. If you would like to call in to make a comment, please feel free to do so. We will pick it up right now. We will pick it up right now at law number 420. And we have some scriptures that we would like to read also to help us to understand what we will be teaching you today about tithing. I'm getting sick of it, people. The God is really sick of it. He's sick of it. He is sick of all the false teaching, all the false doctrine, and he's sick of all these false leaders. He's sick of it. It is a stink to his nostrils. He's sick of it. And that's why he raised me up. That's why he raised me up. All I've been through in my life, all the hell that I have been through in my life, all the hell that I've been through, he raised me up through all of that I went through to get me to this very day, this very moment, and this very hour so I can do exactly what I am doing right here on this platform, trying to help the 12 tribes of Israel that's in the earth, that's listened to all these false teachers, doctors, apostles, prophets, elders, and leaders. I was raised up for this hour. I must correct you. You must be corrected, Hebrews. You must be corrected, Gentiles. You must be corrected. And the only person can correct you is the one that the God of Israel chose in this earth to correct you. And I'm just one of them. I know he got many, many more. He said, I got 7,000 that ain't bowed down to Baal. 7,000 that have not bowed to Baal, Elijah. Don't worry. Don't worry. No, Ahab and Jezebel, they have not killed all the prophets. I have 7,000. So, yeah, I'm just one of his prophets. He have many more coming up on the horizon. Many more. As many as he needs. As many as he wants. But I must correct you people today. Especially you leaders. Especially you leaders. Y'all have lied to the people long enough. Long enough. Enough is enough. It's over. Yeah, it's over, people. It is over. I'm just laying the foundation, which is the law. The foundation of the God of Israel is his law. Foundation. Not what you pastors and elders and bishops talk about the foundation. The foundation is the believing in Jesus and getting baptized and, getting saved. No, that's not the foundation. That's not the foundation. False teaching, false doctrine. The foundation is the law. The 631 laws or 33 laws that's written up in the Bible, in the Torah, in the Hebrew scrolls, but we only dealing with 613 right now. That's the foundation. If you really want to understand and know what real foundation is, that's what it is. You people been lied to, man. You've been lied to and deceived by the leader and by the law of this land, the people that set up all your laws, the government and all the rest of them. They have deceived you people. They have deceived you through the law of the land and everything that they got set up in this earth, all their religion, all their doctrine, all their teachings, all their understanding, everything that you do every day was set up by man and not by the God of Israel, the creator. And this is the problem. So you must be corrected. You must be corrected. It doesn't matter if you don't ever come on this radio platform. It doesn't matter to me. As long as I do what the God of Israel want me to do right now, that's all I got to do. That's all I have to do. It's up to you people. It's up to you people to listen to whatever you want to listen to, believe whatever you want to believe, and do whatever you want to do. The law is being established that it is good and that it is the foundation. It is the foundation, not only of this world. Let me say that again. Not only of this world, but it is the foundation of the children of Israel, his holy seed in the earth. That's why the law was wrote for them when they left Egypt. So let's pick it up right here at law number 421, talking about tithing or tithes. Tithes. So over and over and over and over and over again, all your lives, that tithes is money. That tithes is money. And you are absolutely wrong. And you are absolutely out of order. And you must be corrected. This section of the law is about tithes and taxes in the Hebrew office. Law number 420. Let's get going. To give the first of the fleece to the priest. Deuteronomy 18:4. I already told y'all Tuesday that the only one could ever in this life accept the tithes of the God of Israel is the priest. No, God did not make no new priest. The God of Israel did not make no new priest. He did not make no another priest. He did not make no another people. He only had one people. That is the children of Israel, my ancestors, that used to live in Jerusalem until they got kicked out. No, you're not new Israel. No, you're not spiritual Israel. He only had one people that he chose. You cannot, and I'm talking to you Gentiles right now, you cannot make yourself Israel, because a Gentile would never be Israel. You must be a Hebrew in order to be Israel. You got to be a Hebrew. You can't make yourself Israel. God didn't choose you Gentiles to be Israel. You must be a Hebrew to be Israel. And point blank, and that's it. But what you leaders have did, you have tried to add to God's word. You have tried to add to what the God of Israel told us to do and told us to believe. You cannot add, and you cannot take away. It is what it is. Let me get some water. Excuse me. It is what it is. So no, people, no. There's no new people call themselves Israel. It's the same people that he chose way back there in the wilderness. The 12 tribes that left Egypt, Jacob's children, they left Egypt and went into the wilderness. It's the same people. We are just their children. You're talking about 8,000 years ago or longer. We are just their children, okay? No, he did not choose no new people. No, he did not choose no new priests. The Levites are Haitians. They are the priests, and there will be no other priests outside of them. So no, there's no new priest. Judah, you cannot be the priest. None of you people can be the priest. So you totally, totally, totally lost and totally out of order. So let me show y'all people. Let's get that. Deuteronomy 18:4, for law number 420, to give the first of the fleece to the priest. Let's go, people. Get your Bibles. Open them up. Don't take my word. Follow along with me. Follow along with me. I don't want you to take my word. I want you to open up the Bible and see it for yourselves. See, that's what's wrong with y'all people. You learn to listen to what a preacher tell you, what an elder tell you, what a pastor tell you. Open up the Bible and see it for yourselves. Stop being so lazy. Stop being so lazy when it comes to the God of Israel. Open it up and see it for yourselves, what it is, so you will know for yourselves. And you don't have to wait on no man and no government and nobody else to tell you what it is. Deuteronomy 18:4. Let's start at verse 1. The title of this section of Deuteronomy 18 in the Bible, in the Torah, in the Old Testament, provision for priests and Levites. Provision for priests and Levites. Deuteronomy 18:1. The priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offering of Ahiah made by fire in his inheritance. The Levite, when the priest, the Levite, Aaron and his sons, when they made an offering for the God of Israel, Ahiah, could nobody eat the offering? When they made him a goat, when they made him a sheep, when they made him a cow, when they made him a ram, could nobody eat the offering but the Levites. Once they prepared it for him, sacrificed it, and gave it back to him for the children of Israel and from the children of Israel, the Levite is the only ones that could eat the sacrifice. No one else was allowed to eat the sacrifice. Verse 2 of Deuteronomy 18. Therefore should they have no inheritance among their brethren. Ahiah is their inheritance, as he have said unto them. Told Moses, he told the children of Israel, the Levites don't have no inheritance with the children of Israel. Our ancestors have an inheritance. When they got to Canaan, they all received their inheritance that the God of Israel had for them. But the Levite inheritance was Ahiah. Ahiah is their inheritance. He is their inheritance. So that's why they had to eat the sacrifice. Because Ahiah is their inheritance. Tithing is food. Tithing will never be money. Never. Verse 3. And this shall be the priest's due from the people. Who is the people we're talking about? The children of Israel, the 12 tribes, the Hebrew nation. And this shall be the priest's due from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox. What did I just tell you? Yes, the God of Israel like ox. 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 Y'all people like oxtail, ox soup. The God, what's wrong with him liking an animal? Don't you eat animals? Don't you go up in your pagan grocery stores and buy all kind of meat, oxen, and you make oxtail soup and all lambs? Why the God of Israel can't eat what he want to eat? I get so sick of people trying, oh, no, I don't believe in that stuff. You know, no, that don't make sense. What? It don't make sense. You got to eat just like he got it. He created you in his image. So if you got to eat and drink water and all that, the God of Israel got to do the same thing. Why? Because we was created in his image and in his likeness, people. So if you like ox, he like ox. If you like sheep, he like sheep. If you like goat, he like goat. If you like cow, he like cow. Why? Because we was created just like he was. People been taught the wrong way. Let me keep going. Verse 3. We're going to take this all the way to verse 4. Deuteronomy 18:3. And this shall be the priest's due from the people, the children of Israel, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep, and they shall give it unto the priests, the Levites, the Haitians. It was the Haitians back then in ancient times, and it's the Haitians today. It'll never change. Sit down, Judah. You'll never be the priest. I don't care how much you deceive the people and tell the people that God got a new priest and you the new. No, you will never, ever be the priest. There's not a scripture in the Bible that you can prove that you are the priest. Not one scripture in the Bible that T.D. Jakes, which is, you know, and all the rest of them, can prove that they are the priest. And he said, unto the priest the shoulder and the two cheeks and the maw. So that's what the God of Israel wanted. He gave the shoulder to the priest, the Levites. He gave the two cheeks and the maw. Maw is Hebrew number for Deuteronomy 18:3. Let me show you what the God of Israel wants. Hebrew number 6896 for maw. It's a panoch. That is a kavati. A first stomach. Stomach. The maw is the stomach. Hog maws. Y'all ever hog? I know y'all don't heard of hog maws, which is chitlins. You eat them every Christmas. But the God of Israel don't eat pork. He don't like pork. But maw means the stomach. It means the stomach. That's what the priest had to prepare as a sacrifice. Verse 4, the first fruit also of thy corn, the first fruit also of thy corn, Hebrews, the first fruit of thy corn. So when you get to Canaan, this is up under the law, Deuteronomy. This is what he told Moses to tell the children of Israel. The first fruit also of thy corn. Children of Israel, when you get to Canaan, when you get to the promised land, your first fruits of your corn, of thy wine, and of thy oil, and the first of the fleece of thy sheep, shall thy give him, for Ahiah thy God have chosen my Levi. The children of Israel had to give Levite the tithes of corn, the tithes of wine, the tithes of oil, the tithes of sheep. when they got to Canaan. Ain't no money. Ain't no money. The law of the land have set up all your religions to teach y'all people all of that madness that y'all are doing. That ain't got nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the God that put you in this earth and put breath in your body. Absolutely nothing at all. So when they got there, they had to give their corn, they had to get a wine, they had to get an oil, and they had to get a sheep to Levi. Look what Moses told them, Deuteronomy 18:5. For a higher thy God have chosen him out of all thy tribes. Out of all thy tribes, a higher chose Levi, handle the sacrifice for him. To take care of the animals, to put the animals on the altar, to burn them, to go behind the veil and pray for the children of Israel, to go behind the veil and minister in the tabernacle for the children of Israel to the God of Israel. They are his ministers forever. It's scriptures in the Bible that say that. They are his ministers forever. You cannot change it. As bad as Judah, black folks, Negroes all over the earth, setting up these pagan temples called churches, talking about they the new priests and they the new Levite. Thy tribes, for Ahia thy God have chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister. I'm reading Deuteronomy 18:5 for law number 420 of the 613 laws that's rolled up in the Torah under the covenant. He chose Levi out of all his tribes. He had 12. He only chose one tribe to minister in the priest's office forever to him for the children of Israel. Forever. See, y'all want to change things and twist things to get wealth and money out to people. It's all about money. It's all about wealth. It's all about personal gain. But the God of Israel don't want no money. He don't need no money. He want food. That's what he wants. F-O-O-D. Food. Food. Your bishop want money. T.D. Jakes want money. Crafto Dollar want money. Osteen want money. They want. Kenny Copeland, they want money. Juanita Bynum, Paula White, Joyce Myers, all of them. Benny Hinn, they want money. G-O-C-C, I-P-E now want money. Not the God of Israel. Plain and simple in the Torah what tithing is. He says, Deuteronomy 18:5, for higher thy God have chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister. To stand to minister. Levi, the priest. When you look up the word minister, right here in Deuteronomy 18:5, it's Hebrew number 8334, to attend or worshiper, figuratively to contribute, to minister unto, to do service, to wait on. Wait on who? Ahiah. Wait on who? The children of Israel. He is the minister. In the name of Ahiah, him and his sons, forever. Forever. So I just showed you right here that tithing is corn, is wine, is sheep, is ox, is oil. And the Levites are his ministers forever. So guess what? That will knock all your leaders down to the ground. Every last one of them are false leaders, false teachers, and they teaching y'all false doctrine. Next law number 421. to set apart a small portion of the grain, wine, and oil for the priests. The great heave offering, Deuteronomy 18:4, we just read that, law number 422. Not to expand the process, not to expand the proceeds of the second tithe on anything but food and drink. Not to expand the proceeds of the second tithe on anything but food and drink. Deuteronomy 26:14. Let's go into the Torah. 26:14. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, nor given aught thereof for the dead. But I have hearkened to the voice of Ahiah, my God, and have done according to all that he has commanded me. Let me make sure I'm in the right one here. Yes. Yes. Let's go down to verse 15 of Deuteronomy 26. Look down from thy holy habitation from heaven and bless thy people Israel. Who is thy people? Who is his people? Israel. Bless thy people Israel. This is Moses. This is Moses, the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of the God of Israel, praying for the 12 tribes, the children of Israel, when they was in the wilderness. Bless thy people, Israel. Say nothing about bless thy people, Gentiles. Bless thy people, Israel, in the land which thou hast given us. What land was that? Over there in Palestine, in Jerusalem, Canaan, the promised land. So Moses is praying for the 12 tribes of Israel and the land that the God of Israel gave them, that he promised our father Abraham that he was going to give them when they left Egypt. So this is a prophecy that Moses is praying that has been getting ready to be fulfilled. Something he told Abraham thousands of years, maybe 1,000 years or 500 years before the children of Israel even got in the wilderness. Matter of fact, it was 400 years. Because he told Abraham that the children of Israel was going to be strangers in a land in bondage as slaves serving another people for 400 years. And that's exactly what happened. And then they came out of Egypt after the 400 years was up. So this is 400 years later that Moses is praying right here in Deuteronomy 26:15 for law number 422. Asking the God of Israel to bless his people Israel in the land which thou hast given us as thou swores. See that? As thou hast swore unto our fathers. Who is our fathers? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Israel swore to them that he was going to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt and give them a land, the land of promise that flowed with milk and honey. So the law of the land, your governments, that set up all your laws, all your religions, all your everything that you got up in this earth, they set it up. They teach you that the law is done away with. It's dead. all your Bible seminars, that's what they taught you. Your daddy the Pope now. That's what they taught you. And if you didn't know, the word Pope in Latin means Papa or Father. And the Bible told you in the book of Matthew, I think it is, call no man on this earth Father. But that's what you people calling him. Pope means Father or Papa in Latin. This day, Deuteronomy 26:16. This day, Ahayah thy God have commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou should therefore keep and do them with all thy heart and with all thy soul. So that was Moses praying for the children of Israel, the prophet, that when they get to Canaan, that they wouldn't go off and start serving other gods and start, you know, don't want to keep the law no more, don't want to do what the God of Israel wants them to do. And that's exactly what they did. They got to Canaan and they went off. They went off. After he killed millions in the wilderness, they went off again, the children. So, yeah, people. Yes. Next law. Law number 423. Not to eat the second tithe, even in Jerusalem. Not to eat the second tithe. Tithes are food. Tithes are food. How many times do I have to tell y'all that? From Genesis to Revelation, it is food. It is food. Not to eat the second tithe. This is the law in 423, law number 423 of the 613 laws that I'm teaching you. Not to eat the second tithe, even in Jerusalem, in a state of uncleanness, until the tithe had been redeemed. Deuteronomy 26:14. I just read that. Law number 424. Not to eat the second tithe when mourning. Deuteronomy 26:14. Read that. Law number 425. Not to make the declaration when bringing the second tithe to the sanctuary. Deuteronomy 26:13, and I'm a precept. I want to do some precepting today. I want to precept some Bible verses today to show you what tithing is. We're gonna do some precepts today. Deuteronomy 26. I didn't say references. See, that's what your bishops and elders and all of them do. I'm talking about precepts, not references. References in the Bible is just talking about the same thing that it said in Proverbs. It said the same thing in Psalms. Same exact scripture. That's a reference. A precept is you get one scripture and you go to the next Bible verse and it explains. It explains to you it means that you are reading. That's what a precept. That's the difference in a precept and a reference. Reference, same thing. Precept, explain to you what the Bible verse really means. Deuteronomy 26:13. Let's get that. For law number 425. Then thou shalt say before Ahayah thy God, I have brought away the hollow things out of my house, and also have given them unto the Levite, the priest, Haitians in the earth today, and unto the stranger, to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all thy commandments, which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away aught thereof of any unclean use, nor given aught They are for the dead. You cannot fix dead people's food. That's against the God of Israel. Over there in the Caribbean and Mexico and Ecuador and Brazil and Belize and Jamaica, all over there, Guatemala, all of Honduras, all them places up in the Caribbean, they have a day called the Day of the Dead. Day of the Dead. Even over there in America, they do the same thing. When somebody die or get shot or something, they set up a shrine. They set up an altar and put all kind of balloons and all kind of candles and all kind of teddy bears and all kind of stuff and all kind of wine and food or whatever they used to like the dead people and try to give it to them. But it is against the God of Israel to do that. And that's why you people dying right now today, because you are unclean and you are defiled. You have defiled yourselves with the dead. Talking about you going up in a cemetery and all of that and fix your mama some food that she used to like, some spaghetti, and you're going to go over there in the cemetery and pray for your great-granddaddy and get him a can of beer. All kind of madness y'all do. The same thing that the children of Israel got kicked out of Canaan for. The same exact things that they got kicked out of Jerusalem for, y'all people doing it right now today. You cannot give the dead people food and nothing else. Why? It's against the Torah. It's against the covenant. And it's against the God of Israel, the one that wrote the covenant. For the dead, but I have hearkened. But see, the government, the law of the land, the government, they don't want to set up all these satanic holidays, all this paganism that y'all people doing. The government, your beautiful government, your president and your government and all of them that you love so much, they the ones got you people into paganism against the God of Israel. He said, for the dead, but I have hearkened to the voice of Ahio, my God, and have not done according to all that thou hast, and have done according to all that thou hast commanded me. Okay? That's that. Now, what we going to do right here, what we are going to do right now, we are going to precept, we are going to precept. Give me 1 minute. We are going to precept Leviticus 27:30 right now. And let me read. I'm going backwards now. I'm going backwards. I'm going way back up to law number 409 about tithing. I'm going to go all the way back up, and I'm going to precept law number 409. But I'm going to read Leviticus 27:30, and then I'm going to precept that for you. So we can break it down more about what tithing is and what it's all about with the God of Israel. Leviticus 27:30, people. 27:30. No, nothing is going to get better. Nothing going to change. Nothing going to get different. Why? Because you people are not going to change. You people not going to change. The God of Israel told me that 2 years ago. When I made this platform for the God of Israel, he told me 2 years ago in a prophetic message. He said, no, daughter, they ain't going to change. They is not going to stop. They is not going to quit. And that's been 2 years ago. With COVID-19 and all kind of stuff, you people still haven't stopped. Still haven't stopped today. So am I a lying prophet? Because I got on this radio, told y'all that the God of Israel said y'all will not quit and y'all will not stop. And because y'all won't stop, he won't stop killing you. I told you that 2 years ago. I could go back to my one of my broadcasts that I made 2 years ago, and I gave you a prophetic message from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahayah, the great I am. And he told me, tell them, daughter, tell them, they're not going to quit, and I'm not going to quit killing them. Have he quit? No, he have not. And he ain't going to quit. Guess why? Because you people not going to quit. Leviticus 27:30 of Leviticus. He said, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the highest. Do y'all hear me? Can you hear me? Clean some of that stuff out your ear. Clean some of that religion and that false teaching out of your mind. Clean it out so you can hear truth. So you can hear truth and divine instructions from the God of Israel, because he's trying to help you people. He's trying to help you people. He's trying. He tried way back in ancient times with his prophets. The children of Israel didn't want to listen then. So what he do? He killed them. He killed every last one of them. And the ones that he didn't kill, he scattered all over the earth. And that's how we got here, where we are today. Yeah. So snap out the zone of your doctrine of the law of this land, your doctrine of your religious institutions called churches. And all the tithe, I'm reading Leviticus 27:30, people, of the land. What land? Canaan, Jerusalem. Yes. Whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree is a highest. That's what he want. That's what he want. He want the seed. He wants you to put it in a hole and plant it so it can grow corn, olive trees, and whatever else he want to eat and have. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the trees, is Ahayah. It is holy unto Ahayah. Now I want to precept it. Let me read Leviticus 27:31. And if a man will at all redeem all of his tithes just mean a tenth of what? Produce, food, cattle, livestock. That's what it was, and that's what it always will be. And if a man will at all redeem all of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. Let me read verse 32, Leviticus 27. And concerning the tithe of the herd, what is a herd? A cow, a goat, a sheep, a lamb, an ox, a ram. And concerning the tithe, the tenth of the herd or of the flock, the goats and the sheep, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto Ahayah. Only in the land now, in Canaan. Only in Canaan will he receive your tithes, Hebrews, your food. You can't have no goats and sheep and all that stuff over here for a hire. He don't want it because you in captivity. You in Egypt. You in slavery. You in bondage. You notice he had to get the children of Israel out of Egypt first. He had to deliver them out of Egypt first. And then he told them, when you get to Canaan, the promised land, I would like you to plant fruit trees for me. I would like you to give me a tenth of the cattle and a tenth of the trees. concerning the tithe, he said. So let's precept now. Let's precept Leviticus 27, 30. It's holy. Your money is not holy. I don't care if you give your bishop $1,000. You can give him your last $1,000. It don't mean nothing to the God of Israel. It don't mean absolutely nothing to the Creator. Absolutely nothing. You just giving that money to that man. You ain't giving it to him because he ain't never asked you for that. He ain't never told you to give him no money. So you just giving it to Bishop Smith? You're not giving it to God. And that's why people, you done gave so much money, 5,000 checks, $1 million checks, all kind of checks. Y'all don't vote these satanic leaders when you need to be giving it to the poor. You want to do something with your money? Let me tell you what to do with your money. Let me tell y'all people what the God of Israel want you to do with your money. Take care of the poor. That's what he wants you to do with it. Not give it to no leader. Not give it to no leader. No, oh, I'm gonna give it to Pastor Joe because Pastor Joe gonna give it to the poor. No, Pastor Joe ain't gonna give the poor nothing. Pastor Joe gonna take that $1 million offering that you gave him or that $1 million check that you wrote him, and he's gonna put it in his bank account and go buy him a jet and a Cadillac. In a house, no, Pastor Joe ain't going to get a poor nothing. That's why you still got a lot of poor people in the earth, because y'all people been paying these leaders thinking they're going to take care of the poor and get a poor something. Are you keep people kidding me? They ain't going to give nobody nothing. You want to do something with your money, give it to the poor, like the God of Israel told you, like the Son of God. In the New Testament, Yeshua is his name, my Savior in the Hebrew. The rich man came to it. The young rich ruler came to Yeshua. And he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? You know what the Son of God told that rich man? Go sell everything that you have and give it to the poor. Did he say, go sell everything that you have and give it to Pastor Joe and Benny Hinn and T.D. Jakes and Crapto Dollar? And all? No, he did not say that. So don't say that you follow the Son of God. You call him Jesus. That's not his name. You're not following him, the Son of God, because he told the rich man, go sell everything and take care of the poor. That's what you're supposed to be doing with your money, giving it to the poor. But y'all don't want to do that. Nah, y'all don't want to do that. And that's why your money will never, never, whatever you give your bishops, and it'll never get you nowhere because you ain't doing what the God of Israel told you to do with it. Take care of the poor. Now, let's precept. Many scriptures in the Bible, over 100 scriptures in the Bible, about 100 or more maybe, might be 100 or more, I'm paraphrasing, in the Bible about taking care of the poor, how you treat the poor, what you need to give the poor, how you need to act to the poor. There's so many scriptures in the Bible about the poor, and everybody's overlooking all them scriptures about the poor. And that's why you people ain't getting nowhere. It's so many scriptures in the Bible that tell you if you help the poor, if you take care of the poor, if you look after the poor, the God of Israel will bless you. And that's why you people not blessed, because you're not taking care of the poor. You're not helping the poor. You're not giving the poor nothing. And that's why you curse today. You got sickness, all kind of stuff wrong with you and your children. Next scripture. Precept, Leviticus 27:30. Let's precept, talking about tithing. Let's read Genesis 14:20. This is a precept to Leviticus 27:30. Uh-huh. I ain't going in that one. Next one. Next precept. Let's go to Numbers. Numbers 18:21-24. And behold, Numbers 18, for law number 409, I went back up because we finished. We finished with tithing. We finished with that section and that part of the law. I read the last law, which was law number 425. So I'm going back to law number 409 to precept to give you further understanding and knowledge and wisdom about tithing. Tithing. How the God of Israel say tithe. What he want with the tithe. How, what tithe, what is tithe? So Numbers 18:21-24. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance. For an inheritance for their service, which they, yeah, I'm going to the New Testament. Yes, I'm going to the New Testament. I have some New Testament scriptures that I want to show you about tithing. Yeah, I'm going there. I can hear y'all talking now. Oh, she reading all the Old Testament. What about the New Testament? Yeah, I know you Christians, you Gentiles, y'all love the New Testament. Yeah, I'm going, and some of you Hebrew Israelites love it too. So let me, yeah, I'm going there. I'm going there. But Numbers 18:21. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance, for their service. For their service. What was their service? What was their service? To minister. To minister to the God of Israel for the children of Israel. They are his ministers forever. That's why he gave them a tenth. That's why he gave them a tenth for their service. But let me tell you this. Number one, your bishops and your pastors and your elders. Number one, they are not Levi. That's number one. They Gentiles. They Gentiles. All your Christian church leaders say they are Gentiles. Number one, they are not Levi, because the Levites was Hebrews. That's number one. That's number one. And you Hebrew Israelite elder, GOCC, and all the rest of y'all are not Levi because you're not from the tribe of Levi. You are Judah. So you can't get the tenth. Only the Levites. For their service, for their service, for the ministering to the God of Israel, for the children of Israel. I don't see Judah nowhere here. I don't see Gentile nowhere here in Numbers 18:21. For their service, which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. So what you people have did up under the law of the land. Y'all have set up churches all over the earth. Y'all people have set up churches all over the world. Hebrews and Gentiles. And the God of Israel, again, ain't never told you to set up no church. The only temple he'll ever have is in Jerusalem. Y'all have set them up all over the earth. And now you set up your own priests. You set up your own priests in the place of Levi. Joe Osteen, a white man, he'll never, ever be nothing for the God of Israel. He'll never, ever. Okay? That's Esau's son. Esau bought for all the European people you see in the earth, all the white folks, every last one of them besides Chinese and Asians. They from Japheth. But Esau, our big brother, Jacob's brother, Esau. He brought in all the white folks, and they got churches set up all over the world, everywhere, talking about they ministering and talking about they God's leaders. No, you'll never be God leader. Never. Benny Hinn, Joel Osteen, Rob Parsley, and all the rest of y'all white Edomites, Esau children, you'll never, ever be the God of Israel ministers. So you, all your churches, all your religions, all your doctrines, everything that you're doing is satanic. It's against the God of Israel. It's up under the law of the land. All your churches is up under the beast system. The beast in the system. He the one set up all your religions. Satan himself and his leaders up under him. Kenny Copeland, Esau's son. Only the Levites, a Hebrew man, a black man, is a Levite. All the children of Israel are black and brown. Some of them light-skinned, but they are not white, and they are not Chinese, and they are not Gentiles. And behold, Numbers 18:21, I have given the children of Levi all the tenths, that's the tithe, in Israel for an inheritance for their service, which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Neither, verse 22, neither must the children of Israel henceforth come nigh the tabernacle of the congregation. They bear sin and die. Y'all still don't believe the God of Israel killed people? He killed people all the time. Women, children, it doesn't matter. Anybody that go against the God of Israel, what he say, he will get rid of you. So he told Moses to tell the children of Israel, don't come by this. Don't come over here to the tabernacle. Only Levi can come here. And if the children of Israel come near this tabernacle, they're going to die, Moses. They're going to die. I'm going to kill them, Moses. Only the Levite can come to this tent in the wilderness to minister to me. They will die. And that's why I tell you people, I done told you over and over again, all your churches that you got set up, they all against the God of Israel. He ain't never told you to do what you're doing, talking about tithing his money, all his madness. You people ain't dead. You people not dead. Because back in ancient times, the God of Israel will kill you right away. The only reason y'all people ain't dead, let me tell you why y'all still breathing right now. Because all these churches and ministries and congregations and synagogues that y'all got set up, the God of Israel don't got nothing to do with them. That's why you're still alive, because he don't have nothing to do with them. Satan is over all your ministries. I know it's hard for you to believe that, Bishop Joe and Pastor Bill. I know it's hard for y'all to believe that, but it is the truth. It anytime you do something outside of what the God of Israel have told you to do, Satan is involved in that. Satan is in charge of that, not the God of Israel. Verse 23, but the Levites, Haiti in the earth, right now they at the border of Mexico up under a bridge. The Levites, Haitians, up under a bridge trying to get in America. 10,000 Haitians is up under a bridge waiting on the government in America, Joe Biden and all the rest of them, to let them into the country, America. Thousand of them. Why, people? When they are the priests, when they are the Levites, they don't know who they are. They don't know who the God of Israel is. They've been serving other gods, calling on other names and other gods and other, you know, all of this stuff they've been doing. They don't know. They calling on some man to help them, begging Joe Biden. Excuse me, one moment. Begging Joe Biden to let them in America. Begging him. Pleading with him. Crying to him. What do you think the God of Israel feel about that people? When they wanted the tribes. They are the priests. They supposed to be holy unto the God of Israel forever. What do you think he feel about that? They land up on the bridge right now, 10,000 of them, in camps and tents and all that, waiting on Babylon, America, to open up the border to let them in. He told you, don't put your trust in man, but this, in man. Hebrews, y'all better be careful at that border. Levite, Haitians, you better be careful. I don't want the bridge to collapse on you. I'm praying for y'all. I'm praying for y'all right now that bridge that y'all are camping up under right now don't collapse on y'all. Because what y'all are doing is totally, totally against the God of Israel. All your satanic leaders, all of them over there in Haiti don't taught you all kind of madness, voodoo, witchcraft, all kind of stuff y'all been involved in. So y'all don't know what's going on. You don't understand the God of all gods, a higher. But look what he told. I'm precepting Leviticus 27:30 about the tithes is holy unto the God of Israel. And they belong, the tenth of it belonged to the Levites. 18 of Numbers 18, verse 23. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. It didn't say Judah. You can't have no church, Judah. He said the Levites shall do the service of the ministry, the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. That congregation is the 12 tribes of Israel, the Levites. And they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statue forever. That's why I told y'all got to have the precepts so you understand what he's saying about tithing and everything else. It is a statue forever that the Levites is over the congregation, the children of Israel. Can't nobody else take their place. It is a statue forever, it say. Numbers 18:23. Throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel, they have no inheritance. Talk about the Levite. Because the God of Israel will take care of the Levite. They belong to him. They are his inheritance. They don't have no inheritance. The only inheritance that the Levite have is with the God of Israel. And you think he's going to throw these? Do you think he's going to throw his people, the priests, to the side and call Benny Hinn and Craft O'Doll and Kenny Copeland them to take his priest's place? Y'all people got to be crazy if you think the God of Israel going to do that. He will never throw his priests to the side and get some different people, some Edomites and some black Negroes, Judah now, to be the priest. He said, this is a statute forever throughout your generations. No, people. Verse 24. But the tithes, not food. Yeah, it is food. I don't know why I said that two times. Let me slow down. Because I don't want to confuse nobody. Y'all already confused enough. Tithing is fruit trees, olive trees, corn, grain, cattle. The tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as an heave offering unto Ahiah, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore, I have said unto them among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. Next precept. Deuteronomy 12, verse 5 through 6. But unto the place which Ahiah your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name, only in Jerusalem, there even unto his inhabitation shall you seek, and thither shall you come. You can't go nowhere else and serve the God of Israel. It must be in his inhabitation. It must be in Jerusalem. You in captivity here. You're a slave. You are a slave over here in this earth. You're a slave. You're not in Jerusalem. Deuteronomy 12:6. And that is here you bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices and your tithes, which is food, and heave offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your free will offerings, and the firstlings of your herbs. Every time the children of Israel had goats and cows, they had to take the first male goat or the first male cow and give it to the God of Israel. That's how that go. That is his tithing. Food is his tithe. That's what he wants. That's what he wants, and that's what he will always want. And because we are in slavery on this side of the earth, because our ancestors went off when they was in their own land in Jerusalem, and he scattered us all over the earth, we have to be delivered from Egypt, just like our ancestors. We are in modern-day Egypt. All over the earth is modern-day Egypt. We must be delivered from slavery, from bondage, in order for the God of Israel to take us back to Jerusalem, back to the Holy Land, back to Zion. We must be delivered out of Egypt first. And that's why judgment, let me say it again, people, because this is what I was told. That's why judgment is on this side of the earth. All over the earth we have judgment. Even over there in Israel. The fake Israel, okay? That's not the real Jerusalem. That's not the real Jerusalem where you see them Edomites over there, them Jewish people. That's not the real ancient Jerusalem. It's up in a mountain. Can't nobody go there. Can't nobody live there but the children of Israel. No, that's not the real Jerusalem. That's why you got COVID-19 over there killing people. You got COVID-19 in UK, in Europe, France, Britain, Portuguese, all over the earth killing people. Why? Because Egypt is under judgment by the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His name is Ahiah. I am. I am in English, Ahiah in the Hebrew. That's why you see all this death and destruction in the earth. Why? Because Egypt, modern day Egypt, bondage, where they enslave thousands of people every day, is under judgment. Remember what he told Abraham. Remember what he told Abraham. Let me tie this into my lesson. I'm still talking about tithing, though. Let me tell you what, show you what he told Abraham. After I read this, Deuteronomy 12, 5 and 6, another precept for Leviticus 27, 30, talking about tithing. Verse 6 of Deuteronomy 12. And daily you shall bring your burnt offering and your sacrifices and your tithes and heave offering of your hand and your vows and your freewill offering and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. Flocks will be lambs, sheep, and goats. That's what flocks mean. Herds is cows. Herds, and it means cows, ox, rams are considered as herds. He said, bring your firstling of all your herds and all your flocks to the God of Israel. Yeah. Tied in his food. Yeah, people. Yes. There's no scripture. I'm going to the New Testament now. And see, the Christian church, what was I at? I was talking about how judgment is on modern day Egypt because Abraham, the God of Israel, when Abraham got to where the God of Israel wanted him to be, Canaan, when he got to Canaan, he had a dream. And the God of Israel told him in a vision, Abraham, he said, I have chosen a seed in the earth. And that seed will be in bondage for 400 years. For 400 years, they will be in bondage and serving another people. And that was the children of Israel. When our daddy Jacob took the children of Israel down to Egypt, Joseph, his son, was already there. They Hebrews, Egyptians are Hamites, same color, but different race of people. Pharaoh was a Hamite. Are African. All his people are Hamites, Africans, Gentiles. Jacob, my father, or our father, if you are a Hebrew, he's your father, took his whole household down to Egypt because Joseph was already there. And he was second in commandment under Pharaoh. And when they got there, Pharaoh treated them good because he loved Joseph. He liked the Joseph and all of that. But that Pharaoh died. That Pharaoh died. So he told Abraham, your people will be in a land that's not theirs, and they're going to serve in captivity for 400 years. And that land was Egypt because our daddy Jacob took us there. And we stayed there for 430 years. But we was in slavery for 400 years. Like I say, the first Pharaoh, they loved it, Joseph. They loved it, the children of Israel. But after he died, another Pharaoh came. And that's when they put our ancestors in Egypt in slavery. So we was in Egypt in slavery for 400 years. Just what he told Abraham, we would be 400 years, and then we was going to come out. We was going to come out of Egypt with great substance, and that's exactly what happened. And we went into the wilderness, my ancestors. Okay? So we got scattered on this side of the earth because our ancestors went off in Jerusalem and Canaan. When they got there, they went off. They started going against the covenant. They started going against the law and going against the God of Israel. So he scattered them all over the earth, and we are their children. And right now, we have been in slavery for 400 years on this side of the world. April, what was it? No, it was August 2019, August 2019 was the 400th year that we have been in slavery in modern day Egypt, which is America, Babylon, and all the other countries that's confederate with her, where the God of Israel scattered us all over the earth, in the Caribbean, everywhere. Everywhere. We in slavery. Egypt. So our 400 years was up in 2019 of August. Oh, no. Oh, God. Disconnected myself, Pop. Oh, my God. Look at that. Say no woman to tell this, do we? Okay, it came back. Hopefully this tape come out right, y'all. Thank you, God of Israel. So in 2019, our slavery was up. It's been 400 years. Like he told Abraham way back then, it was 400 years when we was in ancient Egypt. We're in modern Egypt. It's up now. And that's why you see judgment all over the earth on modern day Egypt. Because it's time for the government. It's time for the governments and the presidents and all the rest of them pharaohs and slave masters to let the children of Israel go. It's time for us to go now. Our 400 years is up. It was up in 2019. And you notice that was in August. August, September, October, November, December, January. January 2020 is when COVID-19, they call it, hit the earth. Why? Because our 400 years is up for slavery on this side of the earth. It's time for the children of Israel to be free. And that's why he has raised up a prophet, me. Like I said, it's other prophets. I just don't know them. He has raised up a prophet, me, to establish his law, to set the Hebrew record straight, because it's time for the remnant of the children of Israel, the ones that he's going to save out of the New World Order, deliver out of the New World Order, because it's judgment on Babylon and her allies all over the earth, because our 400 years is up. We got to be free now. Because it's a prophecy. And Pharaoh don't want to let us go. Just like ancient Pharaoh didn't want to let us go. See, ancient Pharaoh was Hamites. And I'm speaking to you people prophetically right now. Prophetically. Because this is what the God of Israel revealed to me. Ancient Pharaoh, which was Hamites, Africans, they didn't want to let us go. The God of Israel did to Egypt. Tore it up. Killed millions of people over there. So many people. Killed all the cattle, everything. Tore it up, people. Tore it up. Modern day Egypt, where we're in slavery again, we're not under slavery to Hamites now. We're under slavery to Edomites. Edomites. Our big brother Esau, Edomite. The Bible called him Edomite, Edom. Esau, Edom, red. UK, Edomite. America, Edomite. Mexico, Edomite. Spaniards, they in control in Mexico. Edomite. All the way over there, Guatemala, Honduras, Edomite. That's why everybody speaks Spanish. Edomites. It's time for us to be free from slavery. from the law of this land, the laws. Let me go back to my lesson. I had to give you to the, give you that prophetically. Yes, people. Y'all haven't seen no death yet. You have not seen no destruction yet. But the God of Israel get ready to do up in here, people. Because it's time for the children of Israel to be free. Our 400 years up, they don't want to let us go. And that's why they coming with the New World Order. That's why they coming with it. Because they trying to hold on to us. They trying to clone our mind out, turn us into all kind of stuff, take our sense and our mind out of us. Because they don't want to let us go. They want to stay in control. But it's time. So the God of Israel going to tear it up, people. He's going to tear it up and he's going to tear it down. And the governments won't be able to stop him, just like Pharaoh. The new pharaohs, they won't be able to stop him. I'm speaking to you prophetically, what the God of Israel wants you to know. Pharaohs, you won't be able to stop me. You wasn't able to stop me back then, and you won't be able to stop me now. You will let Israel go. You will let my remnant, my 10%, go. You can have the rest of them. Because they already made their choice. They made their decision that they'd rather serve this world and be with this world and do whatever you tell them to do. But not my remnant. I'm coming for them. I'm coming for them. And you will let them go. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. My name is Ahaya. I am. Let me get back to my lesson now. Thank you, God of Israel. Thank you, God of Israel. I give you the glory for that. Tell these people. Let's go to another precept for tithing, people. Then I'm going to the New Testament. I have a few scriptures there. Deuteronomy 14:22-23, another precept for Leviticus 27, tithing is food. God's law versus the law of the land, all 613 laws in the Bible, part 2, tithes, audio number 22. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elishaba, the prophet of the God of Israel. Deuteronomy 14:22. Thou shalt truly tithe all thy increase of thy seed. Seed is something you dig a hole and put in the ground so a plant can grow. A fruit tree can grow, a herb can grow. Thou shalt truly tithe Israel when you get to Canaan, when you get to Jerusalem, the promised land. You must tithe because I want some food. I want you to show me how grateful you are to me, Israel, for bringing you out of Egypt, the house of bondage. You must truly tithe all the increase of thy seed. The field, F-I-E-L-D. I told you, tithing is not money. That the field bring forth year by year. And thou shalt eat before Ahaya thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name. There the tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine oil, that's the olive trees, and the firstling of thy herds, and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear Ahaya thy God always. That's why it's so important It was so important for the children of Israel to tithe. You truly must tithe because they had to learn how to fear. Ahio wanted to humble them. He wanted to humble them, teach them how to have their own food, their own livelihood. They didn't have to go to nobody and get nothing. They was wealthy. That they would learn to fear him always. And that's why y'all don't fear him. Because you think tithing is money. You won't humble yourselves and work for the God of Israel. Even if we are on this side of the land in slavery, still can work for the God of Israel if you want to. Back in ancient times, the children of Israel couldn't work for nobody but Pharaoh. If they tried to work for anybody besides Pharaoh, he would kill them or beat them to death. But you have some freedom here. You choose to work for the government. You choose to work for your corporations. You choose to work for man. The God of Israel is watching you every day, man, what you spend all your time on doing. You must truly tithe. Put the seed in the ground. Get the animals together. That you may learn to fear me. Humble yourself and work for me and not for no man. You can't give me the tithes because you're not in Jerusalem. But what you can do, this is a word of wisdom. What you can do, prophetic. What you can do, Hebrews and Gentiles. What you can do is work for me in the field like I told you to do, like I put you in this earth to do. So you don't have to depend on man to give you nothing. You got your own food. Go dig your wells like I told you to dig. You got your own water. You're going to have your own wealth. Because all the fruit trees and produce and stuff that you plant in the earth, you're going to get wealthy off that. That's the only way you can get wealth. The way I told you. The way I established you to get wealth. Not the way your government and your satanic law of the land have set up for you people to get wealth. You'll never get wealth like that. All you're going to ever get is a paycheck. And when you get that paycheck, that $100,000 check for being a CEO or engineer or whatever you is, you're going to take that $100,000 paycheck and spend it on some food and spend it on some clothes and go buy a house and go buy a car when you're supposed to have all that stuff already on your own. On your own. I told you, go build your house. Let me keep going, people. Let me keep going. Next precept for tithing. And then we're going to go to the New Testament. Second Chronicles 31:5. It says, but you people can't humble yourself because you love your government. You love the laws of this land. You love it. And that's why the New World Order going to take you people down. The beast and his system is going to take you people down because you're so in love with this world and whatever they got to offer you. Going to take you down, people. You will not be delivered from Egypt like your ancestors. Only the remnant, only the ones that walk away from the beast and his system and their government control. Them the ones I'm coming for. No one else. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahiah is my name. 2 Chronicles 31:5-6. So you people better start separate yourselves now from the beasts, from the laws of this land. Yeah, they got it now. Oh, well, you can't, in order to work, you got to have a vaccine. In order to go here, you got to have a vaccine. In order to travel, you got to have a vaccine. In order to do this, you got to have a vaccine. Why? Because it is a mark of identity. It is a mark of identity. That's what it is. To let the beast, Satan, and his governments know who belong to him or who belong to them and who belong to the God of Israel. See, that's what it's all about, people. You are being marked right now. You are being marked right now. No, that's what it's all about. You're going to be with the God of Israel or you're going to be with the New World Order and their agents. 2 Chronicles 31:56. I choose the God of Israel. They can keep their mark of identity. Vaccine. They can keep it. I choose to be with the God of Israel. I choose to be with the God of all gods. My mama keep calling, oh, you know what? Tell your son to get the vaccine because I need him to come and visit me. What? No, because you got the vaccine. That was your choice. Don't try to talk other people into getting the vaccine, being marked for identity. It's like identity theft. Your souls are being stolen from you by the beast. It's identity theft, people. That's what it is. You choosing the beast over the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You choosing a beast system over the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob system. His system is tied, have your own food and everything. The beast system is go to the supermarket and buy their food. See the difference? The God of Israel say, put the seed in the earth that it'll grow and bring forth your food and your 10%, your tithes, so you can be blessed. And the beast system said, no, go get your paycheck, work for us, we're going to give you a paycheck, and you're going to take the paycheck and go buy some food at our supermarkets. You see the difference, people? The God of Israel say, get a sewing machine and make all your clothes, Israel. You don't need nobody's clothes. You have special garments that I tell you to wear. But the beast system tell you, take your paycheck and go to Macy's and go to the mall and go to Walmart and go to Sam's Club and go to all these places and buy you some clothes. Mark. Who? How is they getting out, baby? They getting out some kind of way. It's got a hole in there, honey. It's got a hole in there. They're getting out. We're going to have to flip them over to the white one or something. Excuse me, people. It is a hole. It is a hole. I got to take them out of there. It's not good. I know what I got to do. Anyway, people, let me go back. 2 Chronicles 31:5-6. And as soon as the commandment came aboard, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and all the increase of the field, and the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly. 2 Chronicles 31:5-6. And concerning the children of Israel in Judah that dwell in the cities of Judah, they also brought in the tithes of ox and sheep and the tithes of holy things, which were consecrated unto Ahiah their God, and laid them in heaps. Next precept. Tithes are food. 2 Chronicles 31:12. And brought in the offering and the tithes and the dedicated thing faithfully over with Kohan the Levite was ruler, and Shemaiah his brother was the next. Nehemiah, I think I have this one wrote down, people. Nehemiah 10, verse 37 through 38. Yes, I have that wrote down on my list. Another precept for Leviticus 27:30, teaching you about tithing, what it is, and what the God, what tithing means to the God of Israel. Nehemiah 10:37-38. And that we shall bring the first fruits of our dough. See, the God of Israel even wanted the first fruits of the dough of the children of Israel. When they made their dough for their cakes and for their bread, the first of the tenth belonged to the God of Israel, so he could give it to the Levites, the priests. And that we shall bring the first fruits of our dough and our offerings and the fruits of all manner of trees, of wine and of oil. I'm going to whoop their butts. They ain't getting nothing now. I'm putting all of them on punishment, the dogs. They bad. And the fruits of all manner. Listen to what it say. Excuse me, people. Something just happened that just disturbed me. Something just happened here. Let me try to finish this. Nehemiah 10:37-38. And that we shall bring the first fruits of our dough and our offerings and the fruit of all manners of trees of wine and of oil unto the priests to the chambers of the house of our God. You hear me? And our offerings. Nehemiah 10:37. And the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine. Grape trees produce wine. The God of Israel loved wine. The heavenly hosts love wine. And of all unto the priests, to the chambers. To the chambers, a storehouse, which is a chamber of the house of our God. To the chambers of the house of our God. So in the temple, when the children of Israel had the temple, in the bottom of the temple, they had chambers, storehouses or storerooms where they kept all the food, all the produce. All everything that they gave to the God of Israel, of the few trees, the oil, the wine, and all that, the dough, they had to put it in the chambers under the house of God. And the tithe of our ground, you see that? Nehemiah 10:37, tithing is not money. Nehemiah 10:37, get your Bibles and read it. And the tithe of our ground unto the Levites, and the tithes of our ground unto the Levites, the tithes with an S, of our ground. No, it did not change. No, it did not change. Tithing will always be what it is up under the Torah in the New Testament. The tithes of our ground unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithes in all the cities of our tillage. Tillage means when you sow the field, you till the ground. This is why he put Adam and Eve in the garden, to till the ground, to take care of the fruit trees and the produce or whatever they had there. And the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites take tithes. And the Levites shall bring up the tithes of the tithes. See that? Aaron shall be with the Levites when the Levites take up the tithes. It didn't say nothing about no black, Negro, white folks. Okay? Now, I'm talking about no Judah and all that stuff. Levites. You're not a Levite. Sit yourselves down before y'all get hurt. A warning again. The Levites shall bring up the tithes of the tithes unto the house of our God, to the chambers, into the treasure house. One more verse, and I'm going to go to the New Testament. And the Christian church, they always, this is their cliche. If you sow a seed, God will give you 100-fold. That's a scripture in the New Testament that they try to use and say that when you sow a seed, God will give you 100-fold. That's simply just talking about when you put a seed in the ground, the God of Israel gave the children of Israel an increase of olive trees, grape trees, corn, grain, all kind of fruit trees, all manner of fruit trees. When they sowed the seed in the ground and they did it the way the God of Israel told them to do it, he gave them an increase of 100-fold return. It ain't got nothing to do with money. And they use another one, another cliche of the Christian church. When you sow a seed, you will reap a harvest. Seed cannot be money, and seed will never be money. Never, ever, ever. You need to stop giving your bishop money. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel condemned if you don't give him no 10%. The God of Israel don't want you giving him nothing. They put a guilt trip on you people. Tell you if you don't pay your tithes, you're going to hell. If you don't pay your tithes, God ain't going to bless you. In other words, if you don't give us no money, you're going to go to hell. If you don't give us no money, God won't bless you. Nehemiah 12:44. And at that time were some appointed over the chamber. See that? The Levites, they was always over the tithe, which is food. The Haitians in the earth today. And at that time were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures, for the offerings. First fruits and for the tithe. See? For the treasures, yes, the children of Israel gave the God of Israel all kind of gold and silver. And, you know, they gave the king, King David and Solomon, they would give them a tribute. Treasures is not money. Treasures is heirlooms. It's beyond money. And was appointed over the chambers for treasure, for the offerings. See, the treasure was just a free will offering that the children of Israel gave. It wasn't no stipulation on how much they had to give in the treasury. It was just an offering. And the treasure for the offering for the first fruits, look at that. For the treasure, for the offering for the first fruit, and for the tithe. See, the tithe and its treasure. First fruits is treasures. To gather in unto them out of the fields. See that, people? To gather into them into the chambers the treasures, which was first fruits, and tithes, which is the produce, to gather them into the treasures out of the fields of the cities. What cities? The cities of the children of Israel, where they live. Samaria, northern Israel, and where Judah, Benjamin, and Levi live, in the southern kingdom. They gather out of the fields of the cities the portions of the law for the priests and Levites, for Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites that waited. Judah, which is the elders, up under the Torah. They not the priests, and they never will be. I'm in overtime now, people. Let's keep going, teaching on tithing. I'm going to the New Testament. I got them right here. I have them right here. Yeah. It says, Nehemiah, I'm still in Nehemiah. Nehemiah 13:5. Precept in Leviticus 27:30. That is the text. We are precepting to get an understanding, a prophetic understanding and knowledge. Nehemiah 13:5. And he had prepared for him a great chamber, where aforetime they laid the meat offerings. You see that? The goats, the sheep, the cows. They laid the meat offering, the frankincense, the herbs. I told you tithing is herbs, it's cattle, it's fruit trees, it's oil. They laid the meat offering first of the cattle. They laid the meat offering, the frankincense, that's the herb. Frankincense is an herb. God of Israel don't want no money. He don't want it. He don't need it. He wants you to work for him. He wants you to use your hands in the field for him, to work for him. That's what he always wanted. But you people using your hand to work for your government. And now your government wants to give you a mark of identity, so they can initiate you into the new world order. Let me say it again. Your governments want to give you a mark of identity. That's what the vaccine is. A mark of identity to initiate you in the new world order. You belong to Satan. Why? Because you believe them. You trust them. Whatever they tell you to do, you believe it. You don't belong to the God of Israel. He ain't never told you to take no vaccine. Never, ever, ever. What scripture is that? He ain't never told you to give your kids no vaccines to go to school. Never. You people not following the real God. Don't y'all see that? You're not following the real God. Stop lying to yourselves. You following Satan and his government. That's who you following. Now it's time for you to take the mark of identity so you can say who you really belong to now. It's showdown time now between the God of Israel and Satan himself. It's showdown time now. Who you believe, the God of Israel or Satan and his government? Going to show who you believe in, people. You can't lie. You can't lie for itself. Nehemiah 13:5. Yeah, it's a mark of identity. Just like in Ezekiel, he told the angel, go through the midst of Jerusalem and set a mark in their foreheads. And all that you don't set the mark in their forehead, kill them. Kill all of them. Babies, little children, little girls, old men, young men. Read the Bible verse in Ezekiel. Read it. He killed babies, little children. Anybody that didn't have his seal, the seal of the God of Israel in their forehead, he told the angels to slaughter them and kill all of them. And that's what the New World Order is. That's what it is. So you taking the mark of the beast. You've been identified now as the beast's children. Look what he said. The frankincense and the vessel. See, he loved frankincense. Because the priests, the Levites, they used to kill the meat offering, the goat or the lamb, and then they sprinkle frankincense all over it. Frankincense to the God is, and they put it on the altar and burn it and cook it and make it smell real good for him. The frankincense and the vessels and the tithes of corn. Nehemiah 13:5. The new wine and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites and the singers and the porters and the offerings of the priests. Nehemiah 13:12. Then brought all Judah the tithes. Oil, wine, frankincense, it was not money. Then brought all Judah the tithes of corn and the new wine and oil into the treasuries. Next precept, Malachi 3. See that, people? I'm all the way at Malachi now. The main scripture that the church uses, the Christian church and the Hebrew Israelite church and all the rest of them use to say that you need to pay some tithes. Malachi 3:8-10. Will a man rob God? Yet have you robbed me? Wherein have you robbed thee? And tithes and offering. You've been study giving these fake leaders money. 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 Money, money. And the God of Israel said, y'all are robbing him. You robbing him and giving your and blessing your leaders. Buying your leaders new jets and cars and houses. And you robbing the God that put you here in this earth. Ahaya. You have robbed me in offerings. And tithes and offerings. Tithes and offerings. Tithes is a tenth of the produce and the cattle and the herbs. And the offering, it was just a free will offering that the children of Israel wanted to give the God of Israel. That's what it is, people. All the sickness you got. All the sickness that you have. Your little Johnny, he's sick with diabetes at 6 years old. Little Pamela, she was born with lupus. Little JoJo, Boo Boo now, born with cancer. You are cursed with a curse. For you have robbed me. I'm not talking about God. I'm not talking about Jehovah. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm not talking about Allah. I'm not talking about Buddha. I'm not talking about the Most High. I'm not talking about Yah. I'm not talking about Wahaya. I'm not talking about Joshua in English, Yahashua. I'm not talking about none of them gods. You have robbed me, the God of Israel. Even this whole nation, talking about the Hebrew nation, bring you all the tithes, food, produce, herbs, into the storehouse. I told you what the storehouse was earlier. I read the scriptures to you, the chambers, that there may be meat in my house. Food. Not no money. Food. Let me go, people. Matthew 23:23. Let's go to the New Testament now. If you give me $1 million check, and there's so many people write them to Kraft O'Dowd and Kenneth Copeland and all that. They write $1 million checks. Rich folks go up in there and write $1 million checks. Oh, my God. How can you give a man $1 million check when there's so many poor, broke, hungry, destitute people in this earth? How could you people do that? There's no way in this life that I could give somebody $1 million check when I got the man down the street and around the corner next door to me and live on the other side of town that's hungry, ain't got no clothes, ain't got no shoes, homeless, nowhere to live. How could you do it, people? How? Because you don't belong to the God of Israel. You belong to the beast and his system. Religion is up under the beast system. That's how you can do it. You don't belong to the God of Israel. You don't belong to a higher. Look what Matthew 23:23 said. I'm getting ready to leave. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. That's what your leaders are, hypocrites, all of them. All of them. Every last one of them is a hypocrite. Why? Because they teach it against the God of Israel. They try to be the new priests and the new Levites and the new this. Hypocrites, Pharisees, religious fanatics. For you pay tithes of mint and anise and cucumber and almond and waiter, matters of the law, judgment, mercy and faith. These all you have done and not to leave the others undone. They hypocrites. Hypocrites. No mercy. Didn't keep the law. The law done away with is dead. That's what they teach you. That's what they taught all your leaders, your daddy Pope and the government. That satanic money that's flowing through the system, flowing through the churches, flowing through the ministries. Don't you see the money is satanic? It's for all seeing eye. The pyramid, the Egyptian pyramid is on that money. That money has come through trafficking, slavery. That's why I got the pyramid on it, Pete. Because it come from Egypt. It's the system of Egypt, man. Slavery, slaves. That's how they getting wealthy. The governments, that's how they getting wealthy, through the pyramid, the Egyptian pyramid scheme. You making them rich and wealthy. The God of Israel don't want it. He don't want it. You got the satanic money flowing through your ministries, flowing in and out of your hands. If you had true wealth, you would have silver and gold. So he told y'all hypocrites. Amit, it said, Matthew 23:23. You have Amit, Amit, the weight of matter of the law, saying that tithing is not food, but tithing is money. They have took out or tried to get rid of and made the law into what they want it to be. You are hypocrites. Oh, I ain't got to burn no more animals. Oh, I ain't got to do this. I ain't got to do that. I ain't got to keep no holy days. I ain't got to do none of that. I'm out of the New Testament. You are a hypocrite. You are a Pharisee, the children of the Pharisees. Luke 11:42, and I'm getting ready to leave. I got one right here after Luke 11:42. Well, woe unto you Pharisees. Well, ye tithe mint. I just read that. I'm going to read it. But 11:42 of Luke. You tithe mint and rue, rye, and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God. The love of God. You people don't have the love of God. You don't care nothing about the poor and the needy. You only care about your leaders. You don't care nothing about the God of Israel, the real God. You pass over the judgment. You don't want to keep the law. You don't want to keep the statutes. You don't want to keep the ordinance. You don't want to keep the judgments. That's up out of the Torah. You pass over it. These all you have done. You see what the Son of God is telling them? These you should have done. He ain't telling them that the law is done away with. He ain't never told nobody that the law is done away with. He said, I came to fulfill what was written about me in the law. But the law never be done away with. Not one jot, not one tittle, not one nothing till it all be fulfilled. I ain't come to change nothing. I ain't come to put away nothing. I come to do what was written about me. And that's all I come to do and nothing else. So y'all not following the Son of God. You following a fake Son of God named Jesus that the law of the land set up under your religions. That's the fake Son of God. You have and it say done and not to leave the others undone. They was paying tithes with what they wanted to pay tithes with. They was hypocrites. They was devils. Devils. The world is full of devils today. Y'all peoples are devils, man. Because you don't want to do what the God of Israel wants you to do. Go ahead and take your mark. Go ahead and take your mark of the beast. Your identity. Your identity. Mark of identity. That's what it is. Go ahead. Take it. You belong to Satan anyway. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't even be thinking about taking it. It wouldn't even cross your mind. The government put some in you that they say is good. And the God of Israel ain't told you nothing about that. Leviticus 18:12, and I'm getting ready to leave. So the Son of God called him hypocrite. He wasn't paying no tithes. They was doing just what you doing, prostituting the people, bishops, pastors, prostitution, filthy lucre. Luke 18:12. I fast twice in the week. Yeah, you Christian church do that. I give tithes of all that I possess. Let me go back over that. I'm going to come back to that one. Hebrews 7:5-9. And next week, people, Tuesday, we are finished with tithing. If you can't see that the God of Israel don't want no money from you, if you can't see that the God of Israel don't want nothing from you but what he told you that he want, tithing is food and oil and dough and corn and wine. If you can't see that after this message that the God of Israel have put here today, then you are lost forever, people. You are lost forever. You too attached to the beast. You too attached to the government. You can't see nothing. You totally blind. And you want to stay blind. And that's okay with the God of Israel, because that's your choice. You want to go to hell? Go ahead. Go ahead. That is your choice. He give you a choice. No, he don't want you if you don't want him. It's that simple. He don't want nobody that don't want him. You want your government. You want the vaccine. You want to work. You want to keep working in Egypt. You want to keep being a slave. You got to get your identity, your mark of identity, to be a slave. To work in a new world order, you got to get your mark of identity. Satan is my God. The government is my God. Mark of identity to work in the beast system in the new world order. That's what it is. So go ahead, choose whatever you want to choose. The messenger, I'm laying the foundation that you people are bewitched and you people are deceived and you people are lost and you people are condemned to hell because you won't quit. You won't quit. There's no scripture in the Bible that say tithe is money. So why is you getting your bishop? Why is you getting your elder? Why is you getting your pastor money? There's no scripture in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation that say tithe is money. You paying your way. You know why you giving it to him? You paying your way into the beast in his system. You got to pay. You got to pay to be a child of the devil. Let me say it again. Y'all didn't know that, did you? You got to pay to be a child of Satan. You got to give all to his leaders money. You got to pay. You got to give them that money so they can buy that mansion. You got to pay, people. The God of Israel don't want no money. He don't want nothing for you to be his child. All he wants you to do is give him his tithes. All he wants you to do is keep his law. All he wants you to do is serve him. He didn't ask you for nothing but to sow the tithe in the earth and obey him. But the beast, you got to work like a Hebrew slave. You got to pay. You got to pay. Your whole life belongs to him, Matt. You work like a dog all your life, Matt. Till you get 80 years old, you work like a dog. To be his child, you got to work like a dog, Matt. The God of Israel don't put none of that on you, man. None of that. You work in the field for him, and on the seventh day, you rest. You rest, and you get wealthy, and he blesses you. And he opened up the window of heaven and pulled you out a blessing that you don't have no room to receive. Because you work for him. When you work for the beast, you get absolutely nothing, man. Absolutely nothing but a paycheck and some poison food and some cloned out Gentile clothes that you go buy at the mall or wherever. You get nothing from him. I know so many old people broke down, man. Yeah, go ahead. About to rain in a minute anyway. So, yeah, people, it is what it is. Hebrews 7, last verse, 5 through 9. And verily they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people. Y'all see that? I'm in the New Testament now. I mean, I could keep going now. I could go to Acts. I could go to all kind of scriptures and show you tithing. And verily, they are of the sons of Levi who receive the office of the priesthood. Ain't no Judah here. Elder Ricarciar, he said he the new priest. I'm gonna do a whole lesson on that, brother. He got a tape on YouTube, people. Talking about the gathering, the trumpet of the gathering of the people. That brother is teaching so much false doctrine, man. It's crazy. I got to come at him. I got to come at him. Next week, sometime next week. I don't know when I get it together. I want to play the tape where he said he the new priest. And, you know, when you get baptized, he's taking a scripture that he reads out of the Bible, the New Testament, talking about the bride chamber. He said, when you get baptized, the Son of God come out of his chamber, the bride chamber. He come out, we the bride, the Son of God come out the chamber and look at us when we get baptized. What scripture is that? That is madness, people. That is not scripture. So I got to set this brother right with the Hebrew record, because he out of order. He's totally out of order, and he must be corrected. And I am going to correct him, because the God of Israel told me to correct him. So Hebrews 7, 5, and 9. And verily they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people. See that? They have a commandment. The Levites, not Judah. See, G-O-C-C, he's from the tribe of Judah, Elder Ricarciar. They have a command who receive the office of the priesthood. The Levites have a commandment to take the tithes of the people according to the law. What is the tithes according to the law? Food, oil, wine, cattle, dough, corn, produce, herbs, according to the law that is of their brethren. Their brethren will be the children of Israel, the other 11 tribes. They come out of the loins of Abraham. The brothers that came out the loins of Abraham can't be a Gentile, because Abraham is not a Gentile. Abraham is a Hebrew. Scripture in the Bible says, Abraham, the Hebrew, over there in Genesis. Okay? So no, if you're a Gentile, you're not Abraham's seed. Abraham was a Hebrew. Abraham was an Israelite. Okay? But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes. Talking about Melchizedek. Come on, people. Come on, this is madness. Receive tithes of Abraham and bless him that had the promise. And without all contradictions, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he received them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also received tithes. Pay tithes in Abraham. Talking about Melchizedek. Neither father, neither mother, neither beginning, neither nothing, no descent. This man is not real. I told y'all that. That's an injection. That's an injection. That don't even make sense. The God of Israel ain't got nothing to do with madness that don't make sense. He's a wise God. He ain't going to tell Abraham to get somebody something that ain't got no descent, that ain't got no mother, and ain't got no father. Please, the Son of God had a mother and a father. I told y'all that Tuesday. Melchizedek is not real. It's an injection. So with that, people, I'm getting ready to go. I'm going to read Luke 18 and my getting ready to leave. This one right here is the Pharisees and the tax collectors. That's what we were studying today. Tithes, taxes, and the Hebrew offering, which is tithes. And he spake this parable, Luke 18:9, and I'm leaving after that. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee and the other a publican. It's a Pharisee is a Jewish secretary. Jewish, Roman. He was not a Hebrew. He was a Roman. He was a Jewish secretary. Jewish means a religious Pharisee that is a Jewish secretary, Roman. The one a Pharisee, Roman, and the other a publican. A publican is a tax farmer. That's what it says in the Greek. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men, are extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican, which they say a publican is a sinner. All y'all sinners, because you're not doing what the God of Israel want you to do. Anybody that's not doing what the God of Israel wants them to do is a sinner, and that's keep the law. I fast twice in the week, he said, the Pharisees. I give tithes of all that I possess. The God of Israel ain't told you to give no tithes of all that you possess. Again, injection. Don't match the Torah. Don't match the law. Don't match the order of the God of Israel. He ain't never told nobody to give a tenth of all that I possess. He just said, give me a tenth of your produce, of your fruit trees, of your corn, of your cattle. That's what he said. And the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. See, the sinner, the publican. That's what y'all are, publicans. You pay all, you give T.D. Jakes and all, Juanita Bynum, a tenth of all that you possess. But this little sinner, he said, I tell you, this man, look what the Son of God said, Yeshua, my Savior in the Hebrew, went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalt himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. So the Pharisee, the Roman, oh, yeah, I give you all that I got. I fast twice a week. That sounds like you Christians to me, you church folks. You always fast. I know when I was a pastor, they taught me to fast twice, two or three times a week. I taught the congregation the same thing they taught me. I fast. I give you all that I possess. And, you know, I pay my tithe. He said, you know what? A sinner is justified more than you people. And that's why the Son of God went to sit around sinners. Because he can stand you religious church going, Sunday hat wearing, tithe paying, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Juanita Bynum, Joyce Myers, Kenneth Copeland, Benny Hinn, loving people. He can't stand you religious people. So he said, you know what? I'm going to sit with these sinners. I'm going to go sit with a sinner. And that's what he said right here in Luke 18, 13. The sinner saved. He justified. I'd rather say get this sinner right with my Father than you Pharisees and you church believing twice a week fasting people. And with that, people, God's law. Is it anything else I missed here? No. God's law versus the law of the land. All 613 laws in the Bible. Tithes. Audio number 22. We will be here Tuesday to pick it up where we left off. Tuesday we will be teaching you law number 26, the temple, the sanctuary, and sacred objects. The temple, y'all stay tuned now. The sanctuary, going to deal with that, and sacred objects. Talk to y'all Tuesday, if the God of Israel says okay. Have a good one, people, if you can. Bye for now.